Lesson 3. Grammar Practice. Practice 1. Now let's practice some
key V
nouns. You'll hear an English phrase which you should translate into Swahili. All of the nouns will belong to the
key V
class. Repeat the correct answers. My bed.
Kitanda changu.
Those spoons.
Vijiko vile.
That knife.
Kisu kile.
Their beds.
Vitanda vyao.
This book.
Kitabu hiki.
A long knife.
Kisu kirefu.
This is a bathroom.
Hiki ni choo.
Good job. Practice 2. Now let's practice some class nouns. Translate each of the following phrases into Swahili. Repeat the correct answers. His computer.
Kompyuta yake.
Those cars.
Motokaa zile.
These watches.
Saa hizi.
Our houses.
Nyumba zetu.
That is their lamp.
Ile ni taa yao.
Good job. Practice 3. Now let's practice the verb to have in both the affirmative and the negative with
n
and
mwa
nouns. Translate the following into Swahili. And don't forget to repeat the correct answers. The rooms have no beds.
Vyumba havina vitanda.
The child has no room.
Mtoto hana chumba.
The children have books.
Watoto wana vitabu.
The house has a bathroom.
Nyumba ina choo.
The bathroom has no bed.
Choo hakina kitanda.
Good job. Practice 4. Now let's practice using adjectives. Translate the following into Swahili. His tall sister.
Dada yake mrefu.
That is a big knife.
Kile ni kisu kikubwa.
This is a beautiful cat.
Huyu ni paka mzuri.
This is a clean child.
Huyu ni mtoto safi.
The cat is beautiful.
Paka ni mzuri.
Good job.